Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Hey, welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We do our best to not talk about sports whenever we can. We did it in the first segment. We talked about the Joker, Spider-Man,
Space Cats,
Captain Marvel, and I sung a horrible song. A horrible song that I will actually have to sing on the football podcast because I lost a bet as well. We had fun. If you missed any of it, you can go back and listen. If you happen to be listening to this live, you can go back and listen on demand on all the places. That's where we are. If you're listening to this podcast version, hi, how are you? Sorry,
hi.
We're repeating ourselves. Thank you so much for improving our numbers. Would you follow us on Twitter? Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Would you give us your hard-earned money over at patreon.com/ITL Army? Would you
say your hard-earned money?
Hard-earned money. Walk hard. Would you go and treat us like a cam model and buy us things off our Amazon wish list? Because the Amazon wish list only comes out during when, Bogman?
Do I lose $100 for the W word there?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Well,
you do.
Then I'm not going to say it.
No, during Christmas, Bogman, oh. Not that season. During the Christmas season.
Well, I have documented that there is a cam girl season.
I don't know when it is. When is that?
I think it's around May. I don't know why.
It's gotta be May. I don't know. I think October, because nothing, cam models love nothing more.
Well, it's definitely not NoFap November.
Than dressing a specific way during Halloween. I'm being careful about how I say it.
Like a skank.
Thanks.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is that how you dress?
No.
Is that how you refer to you?
I think I dress up for Halloween.
What was the last thing you wore on Halloween?
I don't even know. You know what? It was when I worked at the grocery store, so it was like 15 years ago. I wore normal clothes to work, and they said, "Where are you?" And I said, "I'm a customer."
Oh, you did one of those. You're the worst. That's the worst bit ever. I did that one time. I actually have this memory. The last, real Halloween related thing I did that wasn't revolved around my children when I didn't have kids was I went to the lamest party ever. Like one of those parties where you think you're going to a cool party and everyone there thinks they're really cool, but they're all the biggest losers on the planet.
Losers.
And they're just dressed like morons. There's nothing good is going
on.
But I go with a couple friends and we think we're even cooler than the losers, but we're the bigger losers because we're not dressed up. But I'm wearing swear to God, I have this envision of this jacket I was wearing. If I saw a picture of me there, I would be like, oh, I was just dressed as a loser for Halloween. And I was playing the part perfectly. Perfectly.
God. You're very upset at yourself about
No, I just
this.
Have a vivid memory of it because before that, then I did the bit one year where I was like a 14-year-old doing the Halloween candy thing just to get a bunch of candy.
Oh yeah,
those are the worst.
I would definitely go over to my neighbors used to give out the full size candy bars, so I was like
Fantastic.
16. And I go over there and they'd be like, well, what are you? I'm like, I'm the guy that really likes
candy bars. I'm hungry.
Yeah, next to you. Hungry. Right?
Best thing about having children is being able to raid the candy on Halloween. It's the best thing.
That's the best thing?
It's one of it's top like three because then I could be
I'd
like,
say it's a pretty good perk. I don't know if it's the best thing.
I'll be like, listen, man, I'm eating this full size Sour Patch because you can't have it all. It's for your own good. You know what I mean, man.
I'm doing this for you.
This is for you, bud.
Why would I do this for me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You think I want to eat this candy? No.
I don't want to eat this.
This will ruin your teeth. What are you talking about? You get the beatus. I don't want you to get the beatus.
Can't get the beatus.
No. How do we talk about how? Oh, it's because not only is it cam model season around October, we'll start getting into the year. I have an idea, too. I'll present this maybe in a secret show. But I think we'll do full cam model levels where, you know how it's like, hey, guys, like, if someone wants to buy me, you know, this thing, I'll send them a private video. Like, I think we're going to do that this year.
What?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have tiers. If people shop off of our Cam W list that we have for each other, they will be provided with tiers. Maybe a little private Bogman Snapchat where people can see Bogman, you know, go and
eat. Yeah, their tiers will
be
that they spent money on this.
Yeah, probably. But it'll be that they can watch Bogman maybe eat things. Oh, I had a lot of requests in this in the chat I did on Friday over at Patreon. This came up like 4 times. People really want to experience watching The Nun with you.
With me?
Yeah, people want to see your reactions to watching The Nun. So I'm thinking that could be a tier.
Watch it through my fingers.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe so. But, I mean, if people were shopping off of your CamW list and they got to have the experience of maybe a couple scenes of you with The Nun, that'd be worth it.
I thought you were going to talk about me watching the Steelers game, you know. I thought that's what you could say. And I was going to say, yeah, PS4.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can set the stage. I think we can set them. I'll pour a little whiskey here. And I think you can set the stage for all of it. We'll give prizes back so we're not just money grubbers, which we are. So
yeah, a little bit.
Give us your hard-earned time, your money, and we'll shower you with jokes about cam models and Spider-Man and the Joker. That's what we'll
Spider-Man do. Spider-Man and the Joker.
All right. What were we going to do in this segment? Welcome back, by the way. Listen to all the
stuff. DraftKings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. DFS, let's take a look at what we did last week. We set lineups. I'm very disappointed. We put a offer out that if you what was the offer? I don't remember. We said if you play our lineups, we'll
and
do
you're,
something.
And you're disappointed.
What was what did we offer?
I think
we make them famous.
We just
we'll
said,
talk about them.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what we did. But essentially what we wanted was for somebody to play the lineups that we put on FanDuel or DraftKings. They didn't have to do all of them. They could have just picked one of ours also. But we wanted some people to play our lineup in some type of a contest. And I heard from 0 people.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think I'm okay with that.
0 people, Bogman.
Because if people would have played my lineup, I think they would have been severely disappointed.
Let me look at mine real quick. Ooh.
Who is your quarterback? Because mine was Alex Smith.
I am so happy nobody played this. All right. You had Alex Smith?
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. I had Mitch Trubisky.
Mm.
Not great. Who are
How
your
about
running
your
backs?
All right. I got Zeke and Lamar Miller.
Mmm. Mine was Zeke and Melvin Gordon.
Okay. Melvin Gordon scored 3 touchdowns.
Gordon paid off. Elliott, not so much. What about wideouts?
Julio, Antonio Brown, and Dante Pettis.
Ooh.
Did Pettis catch a pass?
I also had Pettis, though, so that's a problem. I had Allen Robinson and Keenan Allen with Pettis.
Pettis caught 0 shares of catches. No, wait. 1 catch for 35 yards.
He did, yeah. I know Robinson. Did Robinson catch a touchdown?
Allen Robinson?
Yeah.
I think he was okay. I don't think he had. I think he had a bunch of catches. Let's see. He had 10 catches for 83 yards.
That wasn't horrible.
PPR's not bad.
That's not horrible.
I mean, AB was, whining and moaning on the sideline, but he had, I think, 9 catches. So.
All right. Who'd you have a tight end?
Jonnu Smith.
I had Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Well, Jonnu Smith had a donut. He didn't get a catch. He had 1 target.
Who'd you have at flex?
Corey Clement.
Oh, okay. I had Dalvin Cook. And who's
well,
your
Dalvin
defense?
Cook was okay. He got hurt in overtime. Corey Clement scored a touchdown.
Yeah,
so.
Clement was fine. Who'd you have at defense?
The Saints.
I had Washington.
Ooh.
So,
I think my FanDuel lineup was much better.
We'll talk about that in the next segment, and we'll set a lineup. Credit where credit's due. Point listeners, no point ITL for you not playing our lineups.
Yeah,
not so good.
Smart.
Not so good. So that takes us to set another garbage lineup this week. Bogman, are you ready?
Not going to stop us. Why would we be deterred?
Nope.
It's not our money.
Not going to stop us from a good time. Now, the same offer goes out. You play our lineup and you tweet us. I don't know what the same offer is because I don't remember what it was last time. What are we going to do for somebody? We will, if they play our lineups and win money, we will have them on the podcast or we'll have them on the show.
Sure.
Or they can write in. They can do a write-in thing. If you play the lineup and
see,
you win money.
This is what I'm talking about. You just changed it.
Oh, did I?
You just said they would be on the show, and then you said, no, they can write us
well,
in something.
I just thought about, like, you know, other people being on the show.
Well, look, it has to work. You know what I mean? Like, it has to work with our time, and you can't have a terrible microphone. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of logistics that go into it, but if you don't have a terrible microphone and you have the time to do the show, then yeah.
Otherwise, you can release a press. You can have a press release to me, and I'll read your press release.
A press release. How about a recording?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want. Any of those things.
If you play our lineup, you can do whatever you want. That's what the Welsh just said.
Yeah, sure. You can stay at Bogman's house, whatever you want. All right, so let's set the stage here. Did you do some work here on some of the
I
values?
I did, yeah.
Right, what do you got?
I did
we'll
a lot of
that
work.
Table.
Okay. That sounded really condescending.
No, it wasn't at all. Just like set the
You're
stage.
Like, did you work on this at all? That's exactly what you sounded. I'm sorry to get you while you were taking a drink there, but
no,
that's exactly what it sounded like.
Choked on my life force. No, I was just trying to get you to the point of talking about the guys. It wasn't condescending. It was just, hey, let's set the stage for the segment before we do the stuff and the things.
Okay, boss man. So quarterback deals here. Josh Rosen was really low. I mean, he's obviously not going to start the game, but if you want to take the risk that he gets in, he's real low. Josh Allen against
Josh Rosen.
Josh Allen against the Vikings, same price as Josh Rosen.
Wow.
Who do you think scores more points?
I'll go Josh Allen because he's playing, but I know where you're going with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put Josh Rosen in any of my lineups.
Yeah, no.
Dak Prescott, 5,100. Eli, 5,200. Case Keenum, 5,200. 5,400 for Tannehill, Flacco, Carr. 5,500 for Trubisky and 5,600 for Bortles and Luck.
Did any of the values we had last week even work out?
I can't remember. I mean, none that we played, clearly.
No.
You know?
No. I mean, we might just be a barometer for, like, listen to who we pick and then
don't play
those players. Right. And you might cash.
I'm not above that. You know?
Okay.
Look, we're helping people. Either way.
Either way. You know but I mean? However you chalk it up, we're maybe helping you as long as you don't listen to us.
Marcus Murphy is all the way down here at 3,300, but he might start the game if LeSean McCoy doesn't play. He's still questionable. Peyton Barber's at
Scrubs lineup. I like that.
Peyton Barber's at 3,800. Alfred Morris, 37. Nyheim Hines, 36. Sony Michel, 4,000. I kind of like that play. Didn't use it, but I kind of like that
play. Sony Michel? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just think that they're going to get up on Detroit, and they might want to run the ball. So, and then Corey Clement, 4,300, 4,400 for Theo Riddick, Derrick Henry, 4,500 for Deion Lewis. I like that play, too. Philip Lindsay, 4,600. Mm-hmm. Kerryon Johnson, 4,700. 4,900 for James White, Marshawn Lynch, Adrian Peterson. 5,000 for Lamar Miller. 5,100 for Yeldon, who's questionable. Wouldn't do that.
Well,
5,200
for
Collins. 5,400 for Breanne.
So you said those are all the guys that are under like the median average line of.
I think the average is 55 for DraftKings. So, and then some wide receivers. I'm not gonna list prices. I'll just list the players. All under 5,000 are Kupp, Brown, Corey Davis, Mike Williams, Moncrief, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Boyd. James Washington, that's one you like, the Welsh.
Yeah, I mean, if I were going true studs and scrubs, James Washington would be one here. I like Kupp, though. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, Kupp is up there at 4,900. Just over 5,000 are Funches, Crabtree, Woods, Watkins, Demaryius Thomas, Deshaun Jackson, Tyler Lockett, 5,400. Allen Robinson, Larry Fitzgerald, Josh Gordon, 5,500, and Marquise Goodwin, 5,500.
Now,
as well.
If I were going stud running backs, I actually like the combo of like Allen Robinson and Lockett together. I actually like that combo together, but I didn't implement it anywhere.
Tight ends here, a lot of cheap ones. Ian Thomas, the starter for Carolina, is 2,800. Austin Hooper, 2,900. Ben Watson, OJ Howard, Will Disley, ASJ, Jesse James, Jack Doyle, and Trey Burton are all under 4,000. Kyle Rudolph, Evan Engram, 4,100, 4,300. George Kittle, who's a nice play this week, 4,500. Jimmy Graham, 4,900. And some defenses
you,
I by like.
By the way, you West Virginia that. You're like Kyle Rudolph. You're like
Kyle Rudolph.
You West Virginia him. Yeah, a little bit.
Had a couple drinks. Carolina, 2,700. Green Bay, 2,600. New Orleans, 2,500. Denver, 2,400. The Clippers, 2,300. And Dallas, 2,200 as well.
All right. So we've got about enough time to go through one team. So let's go through. How about your team to start?
You want to do my team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's start at quarterback. Where are you going?
Tom Brady against Detroit. Detroit has a terrible defense, ooh, and so do the Patriots. So I think this could be a little bit point for pointish. So Tom Brady there.
I like it.
Running backs, I'm going Zeke and Lynch. I love Lynch against Miami, even though it's on the road. And Zeke against Seattle, that could be nice.
That's a sneaky play with Lynch there.
Yeah, I think so. I just think Miami's defense is, you know, we got this question of who are the Dolphins because they're 2-0. Yeah, they could win this game. I think if they win this game, I think they might be the worst 3-0 team ever. I just do not believe in the Dolphins.
God, you're right. They'd be 3-0. Gross.
Yeah. They'd be leading the AFC East.
Wow.
Because New England lost the game.
All right, who do you got at wideout?
I've got Kenny Golladay, Michael Thomas, and James Washington.
Ooh, okay. Wow. Okay, so did you go heavy flex?
I went okay flex. I went with Latavius Murray because he's going to get all the carries against Buffalo.
All right, tight end defense.
Tight end is O.J. Howard against the terrible Steelers. Secondary and defense, I went the Panthers against the Cincinnati Bengals. No Joe Mixon. I think that offense changes a bunch. You don't have to be as wary against the run. You can kind of protect against the pass a little bit more. So I'm going to go with the Panthers.
That's pretty solid. All right. The DK lineups definitely feel and look different than the FanDuel ones. When we come back from break, I will give you what my lineup looks like over at DK. And we are going to look at what disaster we had on FanDuel last week. And we're going to construct a FanDuel lineup for this week. So don't you go anywhere. More in this league coming up right after the break. It's Bogman of the Welsh. Stick around.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Head on over to DailyRoto.com. The site has produced $7 million winners, and click on Go Premium. There you'll gain access to a line optimizer that'll help you compose your daily fantasy roster on both FanDuel and DraftKings. We should be using this right now. Not only has DailyRoto.com produced 7 millionaires, but it's produced millions more in winnings for its subscribers. And if it's sports wagering you're into, click on the new sports betting tab where you'll be able to use the same tools and algorithms that produced all those winnings for Moneyline Picks, Picks Against the Spread, Game Totals, Player Props, where you can capitalize on player performances on without having to worry about salary caps. That's DailyRoto.com and click on Go Premium, the industry website where millionaires are made. Literally, literally,
literally
are made, except for Bogman and I. We sit here. Bogman, the best part of the day that Bogman had was eating Boston Market.
Yeah.
The best portion of the day I had was sitting in my car in a parking garage eating a Brie and Gouda box.
What are you even white cheddar popcorn. What are you even talking about? What is Gouda?
That's a good reference.
I don't know what that is.
If you want to hear a cheese rant like you've never heard before,
cheese rant,
you go to patreon.com/ITL Army and listen to our most recent secret show, where that box right there that I get over at Sprouts was the topic of an entire segment.
Because I thought you were talking about the lady. I was like, that's rude.
Yeah, no, no, no. She was a topic of conversation because she didn't know what cheese was. But that was my day. I sat in a garage and I sat in my car. I was telling my wife about this, by the way. She didn't like understand the other day. I've told her before, I'm like, yeah, I'll just eat my stuff in the car. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm and then we were going on about something. I'm like, yeah, I'm in my car just getting food and I'm eating my food. And she's like, wait a minute, wait. She's like, you're sitting in the garage in your car? And I'm like, well, yeah, I told you I eat in my car. She's like, well, I thought you like went and parked somewhere outside. I'm like, no, I go down. I find the darkest corner of the parking garage. I turn off the lights and I have podcasts on and I eat my food in solidarity where no one can see me or bother me. It's the best part of my day.
Wow. I mean,
a little dark.
Yeah, a bit. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I like it. I'm on board. But yeah, it's a little dark.
It's just, it's the best. Like, I can't, like, when people want to go to lunch, I'm like, I'm not going to get to go in my car. I'm not going to get to listen to 25 minutes of podcasts or listen to Bogman scream at people on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do like to scream at people. So
I wouldn't get that. I wouldn't get any of that. So, all right. Well, we're back. We're going through our lineups. What was repeat your DK lineup again for me?
All right. So I went with Tom Brady, Zeke, Marshawn Lynch, Kenny Golladay, James Washington, Michael Thomas, O.J. Howard, Latavius Murray, and the Panthers defense.
Confidence? Confidence is high?
Like a six. Not very high. I think this week was much more difficult than last week, but I think we had too many options last week, and that's where we got off track.
All right. So here is how I am setting up this DK lineup for this week after God knows what I scored. Again, I want someone to play this lineup. You got to play in a tournament. You can't do it in some 50-50. You got to play in a tournament and win some money. I just want to know what we scored. We probably could go put it in or whatever. But
yeah, yeah. I'm not going to do that. So
I'm not going to do any of that. At quarterback for week three, I'm going with Fitzmagic against your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, it's magic.
He's not going to throw 12 touchdowns, but
he might.
I'm going to get three, right?
I mean, you know, he's a veteran, and Patrick Mahomes threw six. So
I feel maybe relatively confident. He is
you
6,000. Right now. So I think that's a pretty good buy. Though I do think that was it's a little bit higher than I expected. Like the highest quarterback is Aaron Rodgers at 7,100. So he's in the same range as Cam Newton and Russell Wilson. Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, but he's got a great matchup.
He has a great matchup, man. All right.
I'm on board.
All right. At running back, I'm going super low and super low.
Genius.
I'm going with Latavius Murray, who you talked about, going up against Buffalo because Dalvin Cook is out for the week. He's only 5,800. And I'm going with Gio Bernard against Carolina, who is 5,900. So I'm going cheap on the running backs. Both guys, I see them as kind of like quote workhorses this week with both of the stud running backs ahead of them out. I think they're both good buys. And I'm
thought you got triggered with the word workhorse.
I mean, I do. I like to use it. And I was going to quote tweet some workhorse thing this
earlier
today, but I didn't do it. I didn't get into trigger.
Was that for me?
For Crow?
Caw-caw. Yeah, because he definitely wasn't the workhorse, but he still scored more points than your guy.
He did. At wideout, I have got Juju Smith-Schuster at 7,200, Michael Thomas against Atlanta, 8,900, and then going cheap with Mike Williams against the Rams for 3,900. Little red zone option in Mike Williams. What do you think about them apples?
I like that. You know, I like playing Mike Williams from week to week. I feel like I played him the first 2 weeks, so I have to cool it a little bit on the Mike Williams love. But anytime anyone can get Mike Williams in their lineup, I'm on board. So,
all right, at 7,200, I went super cheap at tight end. I went with Jonnu Smith against Jacksonville. He did absolutely nothing last week.
God, I hate it.
That was a Blaine Gabbert, and hopefully Mariota's back.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be. I think it's going to be another. I think it's been another stupid Blaine Gabbert week, but I think Jonnu Smith, like I really like him. I think he's super talented. So I think this week could be his week. So
let's hope so. Not many other great options. Can you believe it too? Cameron Brate, the old great Cameron Brate, is at 2,600. He's just a nobody anymore. It's
yeah. Disappointing. Does he get more than 2.6 snaps? I think is the question.
I don't think so. At flex, I went expensive and I went David Johnson. And they talked about playing him out of the slot this week. I know the Bears are a tough matchup, but I assume it's going to be all David Johnson. And he's only 7,200. So
That's gutsy. I'll say that's gutsy.
You think so?
Yeah, I just, the offenses look so bad. He's looked so bad in it. Like, you know, I don't know. I would say, like, it could really work out, and that's what DFS is about, is, you know, some, you got to take your risks somewhere. So,
all right. And then my defense, Broncos against Baltimore, 2,400. No money's left over. All the money's spent.
All the money's. You spent all the money.
So what do you think? Mine or yours?
Give it to me just real quick list. All right. Write down.
Fitzpatrick, Latavius Murray, Bernard, Juju, Michael Thomas, Mike Williams, Jonnu Smith, David Johnson, Broncos.
I mean, I think they're about equal, you know.
Probably both.
Obviously,
not
I have the running backs and you have the wideouts, so.
Yeah. Neither going to cash, though.
No, I doubt it.
All right, let's go take a look at FanDuel. We should have some like sound or like pew 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 FanDuel. Let's look at our lineups. What did your FanDuel lineup look like last week?
Are we doing this again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we got to take a look at it.
Well, I had Case Keenum, so not good. Alvin Kamara, that's pretty good.
That's good.
James Conner, terrible.
Yeah.
Quincy Enunwa was pretty good. Antonio Brown was pretty good. Julio was fine. Jonnu Smith, meh.
Not good.
James White was good. And I had the Rams defense. Rams defense was solid. So.
All right, here's who I had. I had Alex Smith.
Oh.
Not good. Tevin Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Gurley.
Right.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Julio.
Right.
Quincy Enunwa.
Mm-hmm.
George Kittle.
Okay.
James Conner.
Right.
And the Bears.
You did okay.
I did all right. It's not a cashing lineup. It's not
good.
No,
I don't think either one of ours was.
Can you imagine someone listening to our DFS lineups and being like,
That's what I said. Like it. You got mad at them. And I'm like, nah, they're probably right. So
yeah, but this entertainment value. It's worth a couple bucks to be internet famous.
I mean, I tell you what though. I would rather have people not play it than play it and go, what the hell? I didn't cash anything here.
Fair point.
And like blame us. So.
Well, I look at yourself in the mirror if you're taking our lineup and being like, guys.
I mean, you can't put more than $5 on our lineups. So
no.
We can't, like, we would be way more into DFS if it was legal to play. And I know we can go get a VPN and do all that stuff. It's just too difficult.
I don't
want to go through
like,
all that.
Entertainment nowadays is a completely different bag. Now, you teased this earlier. I don't mean to get us off track here, but on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/inthisleague, you can go and you can check out about a 2-hour video that we did for our wonderful listeners around Christmas time called Deck Our Balls. It's a great special, great name. Everything about it was great. This is the proof and point why entertainment.
Best guys.
Yeah, well, and Bogman is the huge payoff in the whole thing. It is so worth it. And Deck Our Balls Part 2, Version 2.
Sound like Jack in the Box right there. Deck Our Balls.
Deck Our Balls should be awesome this year. But so in it, all this amazingness happens. But something that in the middle of it proves to me where entertainment has changed. What we're doing in this episode is we're out singing Christmas carols. During the episode, we've got some presents from Secret Santa and some listeners that had sent presents. So we're opening presents, we're singing Christmas carols, and we're getting blackout drunk while we're doing it. Now, part of the blackout drunk happened from our listeners, where people that were interacting with the live stream ended up putting money down for things to happen. I had a jalapeno beer and a... What was it? A peanut butter beer? Peanut butter and jelly beer or something?
I
got to
remember
like
this. I don't remember any of this.
Okay. I had those two beers and I could not touch those. That people started, I said, all right, if I get, you know, two people to hit the Venmo, I'll do it. Instantly, like Thanos snap, my Venmo is lighting up. I even gave the wrong Venmo and people were freaking out to try to get the right Venmo. People were paying for me to drink the jalapeno beer in a chug. Then paid to drink the peanut butter beer after, almost threw up. And then I got like four Venmos to, because someone sent a glitter thing to glitter myself. I was paid a decent amount of money in that episode to entertain people, and I did it. And that is why entertainment has changed. So $5 to play our stupid lineup and then you get to have a press release is worth it for entertainment purposes.
That was a pretty good sell, I think.
I think I sold it. We are here to exploit ourselves for your entertainment. That's what I'm getting at. So when you want to Venmo at, let's see, a cheap plug.
Mine's at Bogman.
Is it? Yours is easier. What would I keep? Mine's the Welsh. What was I getting wrong on the episode?
I don't know.
Why could people not find it? It's the Welsh, at the Welsh on Venmo.
A lot of people who write into the emails and stuff spell it. They either spell it the Welsh.
Oh, the Welsh.
Or they spell it W-E-L-S-C-H.
That's a good point. You know, by the way, I did pay up. I offered in, I don't remember what the bet was. I had two cards of Chris Welsh, who was a pitcher for the Reds in like the 70s. I offered in something that I would autograph them and send them if I was Venmo'd. I was, and I did. Two of our wonderful listeners own autographed the Welsh Chris Welsh cards. One is Guthrie, by the way. Team NWO, love you for life, Guthrie.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a really sad prize to win, so.
Well, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. What were we talking about? What in Christ were we talking about?
FanDuel. We were talking about FanDuel and making lineups and all that stuff. So should I read the deals, you condescender, about because I did the work on FanDuel, too.
You did the work, though, right?
I did do the work, yeah. All right.
Any more Josh Rosens?
No. Maybe that's the last time I do the work.
I knew I was going to get you with the Josh Rosen one. All right, what do we got?
Maybe that's the last time I do the work.
No,
for real.
You did good work. Yeah, Bogman does good work here.
Josh Allen at 6,100, Trubisky 6,500, Eli 6,500, Ryan Tannehill 6,500. Those are all the only four quarterbacks underneath the poverty line.
Let me ask you something. Can you imagine looking at Josh Allen and being like, I'm starting him over Mitch Trubisky because he's $400 less?
Well, I tell you what,
Trubisky
like there has to be, but if you're in one of those mega tournaments with 100,000 people and everyone's putting in a buck,
fair point, like $5, yeah,
whatever, you know, isn't it worth it to do something crazy just in case it all pays off, like stack the bills, you know, like seriously, like it's a said. Dollar,
yeah,
you stack the bills, and if Marcus Murphy winds up running for 130 and Josh Allen throws for 300 out of nowhere. You know,
you're not wrong, though. There's going to be somebody out there in one of those big tournaments that's going to have a Allen and Murphy lineup, and they're going to stack the rest with studs on those two. You're totally right.
I think the first millionaire tournament person, they like stack the Colts or they stack the Patriots. It was
like Jacoby Brissett Colts.
No. I mean, it was the regular Colts, like Andrew Luck Colts. It might have even been Peyton Manning Colts at that time. I don't remember how far back and when. But I just remember looking at the lineup and going, all they did was pick their favorite team, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all it is. It's just stacking. And, you know, you have – I mean, I think they had, like, Philip Dorsett's one good game as a Colt. You know, T.Y. Hilton, Andrew Luck. I think that was the year Frank Gore was on the team. Like, they just had everybody. Yeah. So, but anyway, some value running backs here. Jacquizz is 4,500. Latavius Murray, 5,200. Oh, Riddick, 5,400.
Latavius Murray is going to be at like 40% owned in a big tournament if he's really 5,200.
Yeah, I mean, because Dalvin Cook's out, so.
You're just going to have to move away from him. Like, that's all that it is. Like, isn't that the assumption? When you get a guy that is such a good value and everyone in the world's going to play him, don't you just have to move away from him?
I think you keep pace, though. I think there's an argument to me made the other way. You keep pace if you have him.
Yeah.
Maybe it's close, you know, maybe that's more of a 50-50 or a smaller tournament, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, like he's a no-brainer in like a 50-50, just in one of those big, like massive tournaments like you're talking about. Like when you see a player that you know is going to be owned at like a 20% or more rate, you just want to move away from him.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have him in my lineup, but
I had him in the last one, so.
So then Nyheim Hines is in there, Sonny Michel. Kerryon Johnson, Deion Lewis, Burkhead are all under 6,000. Peyton Barber's at 6,000. James White, 61. Breida, 62. Alex Collins, 63. Geo, 64. Phillip Lindsay, 64. Marshawn, 64. And Peterson and Thompson, both the Redskins, are at 65.
And 66 is the average player ownage on FanDuel.
Yes. Zay Jones is down here at 4,700. I mean, I know we talked about, you know, stacking Bills and LOL and everything, but he's been like the leader of Josh Allen's offense so far. Dude, not that he's good, but
if you play a lineup and show us once it's locked that you played Allen, who was the other one? Marcus Murphy
and
Zay
Jones.
Bogman and I will both follow you on Twitter if we don't already.
I mean, yeah.
Is there something
that's fine.
Else? I mean, do you want to
know
something?
No, I mean, right. I can't think of a bigger waste of your money, but, you know, try it. Let's see if it pays off.
Yeah.
Calvin Ridley's at 5,000. James Washington, 5,100. Pettis, 5,200. Mike Williams, Jarius Wright, Pierre Garçon, Kenny Galladay, Marquise Goodwin are all under 6,000.
Can you imagine, by the way, if, like, our follow was worthwhile for someone to actually do that? Hey, by the way, we're about to go to break here. We'll finish up with these values, and we're going to pick our lineups here. We're going to go back to the wide receivers, losing track of time here. Don't go anywhere. It's more Bogman and the Welshman in this league right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator, plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League,
why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey.
Welcome back. It is more In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Break there jumped up and bit you, didn't it?
Yeah, I was like, literally, I looked up and I was like, oh, we're going to break. I forgot. We were mid talking about the DraftKings values or the FanDuel values that Bogman put together. We just left off at the wide receiver values of 6,000 or under. And remember, you can catch any of what we had that you've missed over on the podcast. And it's everywhere that podcasts are listened to. That's where we are. Bogman picked back up, though. We were 6,000 or more wide receivers now.
All right, so Sterling Shepard's at 6,000, Devin Funches at 62, Hogan, Brown, Sammy Watkins all also at 62, Cooper Kupp 63, Still 64, Crabtree and Cole the same. Allen Robinson and Tyler Lockett are both 6,500, and Nelson Aguilar is at 6,600, the Welsh.
Ooh. I could totally see a lineup, by the way, of like Aguilar, Lockett, Robinson. That would make sense to me.
It wouldn't be bad if you're spending big on running backs.
Yeah, that
yeah,
would be the assumption. Is maybe you're doing like you did in DraftKings, like with a Tom Brady. So maybe you have like a Brady with two expensive running backs, or you go cheap quarterback and go running back heavy, and then a flex, an expensive running back. Those three wideouts would do all right.
I like it. The tight ends are, I just picked out some. ASJ's 46. Disley's 4,600. Jesse James down there below 5,000 as well. O.J. Howard, Trey Burton, Ingram, Kittle, and Jordan Reed are all below the poverty line. And some decent defenses. Philly at 4,400, Chicago at 4,300, Green Bay 4,100, Oakland 3,800, and Miami 3,700.
All right.
That is the FanDuel deals.
Let's pull it. By the way, did you see did you follow the whole FanDuel bet thing?
You know, I saw something about it, but I wasn't like hardcore following it. Like there was a mistake in the system and somewhat like maybe 35 people got in a bet at some ridiculous
rate.
Well,
it was like one dude got in. Yeah, it was like some error where it was like, I mean, I'm just forgetting, like plus 7,500 or something like that, like where there was just a numerical error. Whatever it was, this bet was supposed to pay. It would have only paid like $18 or whatever for what he put down, but it ended up paying $82,000, and FanDuel was like, we're not paying this, and they offered...
Well, you got to eat that. That's your fault.
Well, and FanDuel came out and offered, like, we'll give you $500 and, like, some tickets to Bears games.
Nope.
And then, of course, the main dude was like, nope, lawyer up. And then what ended up happening is FanDuel You know, because if you've looked at the situation,
they make enough money, just pay it.
Yeah, but also like the FanDuel, the betting side, the sports book that they have. This is a new product. Not good to have the negative publicity on it. But to their credit, and I think a lot of hardcore gamblers just, you know, shake their head at it like these idiots should have just known they're not getting paid. FanDuel paid up. They paid the guy who won the $82,000. And there were, like you said, there's like 18 other people that were in some form of the error that had won some stuff that weren't being paid out, got paid out. They paid out all them peoples. So FanDuel,
I mean, that's a drop in the bucket for them. You know, I mean, they make a ton of money.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, it's like Vegas type of stuff. But hey, FanDuel, side of the people, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, having all these DFS places had enough bad press. So, yeah, just do that.
You know, it'd be great. DFS in Arizona.
Yeah. Let's, you know what? Screw that guy. Let's use that money to rally over here.
Yeah. Hey,
let's
buddy.
Get behind some congressmen. DFS. Let's go.
Let's go pay off some congressmen. Let's put some money in their pockets, these scumbags, and let's get this out here. I'm about to go on a.
Oh, man. I almost won $100.
No, you weren't necessarily going to win $100.
I bet I would have won $100 somewhere in there.
I was about to start turning. Where maybe I would go, like, it would have got talk radio-like how I was about to start turning. So yeah, I'm glad I didn't. I was going to get at casinos and maybe where those casinos are homed. And I was going to go a little deep there. So I'm going to avoid going deep and getting into the politics of
it. Hashtag deep.
Hashtag deep. Bo Burnham, thank you. Thank you. You've been listening to Bo Burnham lately.
Yeah,
all right,
I've been angry.
Yep. It's what I do all the time. But, other people that happen to be owning casinos are lining the pockets of all the congressmen. Why don't we do that with this site? Why in this day and age, Bogman, when there is non-profit marijuana dispensaries, what is that? What is a non-profit marijuana dispensary? I live in a world where that is on the street corner. But are you American me right now?
Yeah, I'm humming America the Beautiful. This is a gorgeous rant.
How can I have a nonprofit marijuana dispensary on my way home from work?
What does that even mean?
What does that mean? How can that exist?
That's like a virgin whorehouse.
But I can't put $50 into a PokerStars account and play poker. I can't set a FanDuel lineup. I can't make a bet on a sporting event, but I can go to what is known as a non-profit pot dispensary place. What are you talking about?
Well, you gotta have a prescription.
A what?
You gotta have a prescription. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe sports gambling needs to be prescribed by doctors.
You know what? All in. Let's get some medical doctors. Let's get Dr. Pepper and Dr. James
Dr.
Andrews
Pepper.
And all right. The people. And they're going to say, you know what this guy
needs?
Tommy
John surgery and drink some sodas. I like it.
Yes, and we're going to gamble on sports. Why can I not do that?
How about Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman? Can we get her in there?
I can go to the liquor store, gun store. I can go in there. I can buy a handle of vodka.
Dr. Blah, blah. Paging Dr. Blah, blah. Can we get him in there?
I wish we could say that. Yeah. I can't. Get a handle. I can go and get a handle of vodka and I can say that I just went to a nonprofit medical marijuana dispensary. And then I can go home and I can roll that from a cigar. But I can't set a DFS lineup.
You know,
what are you talking about?
Like 5 minutes ago, you said you weren't going to go on a rant.
I did do that. Sorry.
I mean, I love it.
I just like. I want to do what I want with my money, and I want to play DFS.
Yeah,
I want to waste $15 on an 18 parlay that Bogman and I had never had a chance to win because Bogman adamantly said that the Rams would cover.
I forgot about that till right now.
Yeah, that you would adamantly cover. I think you owe me money with how your confidence was with the Rams over the other team.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Why can I get high, but I can't play stupid DFS? How does that make any sense?
Because your back hurts.
Yeah, well, my head hurts now. So,
well, I mean, that's a thing.
Yeah, so. Everyone tuned out anyways. What were we doing? Are we going to talk about our DFS lineups now?
Yeah, do you want to hear what I put together here?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, I stole your bit, and I went Ryan Fitzpatrick at QB.
All right.
Then I went Alvin Kamara.
How much was Fitzpatrick on here?
$7,500.
Okay. What was your running backs?
Kamara and Latavius Murray, like I said before.
Okay.
My wide receivers are Kenny Go All Day, AB, and Michael Thomas.
What are the prices on those dudes?
AB is 5,800 or 8,800. Michael Thomas is 9,000, and Kenny Galladay is 5,800.
Ooh, Galladay is a good price. I like that.
Yeah, he's a good deal. And then Disley is 4,600, and my flex is Alex Collins. And for defense, I went Green Bay against Washington.
Ooh, Alex Collins, huh?
Against Denver.
Yeah. Gonna do that.
I'm trusting
bit.
Joe. Our boy Joe Pizzapia made that call, and I'm going to trust him on it.
But there's a lot of nonprofit dispensaries in Colorado.
But it's in Baltimore, so dude, you're just more likely to be murdered.
We need to go do a video. Well, this is in downtown Phoenix, though, so it's not any better. I got to take you to this place. Non-profit. No, I'm not going to Baltimore.
You said, this is downtown Phoenix, so it's not much better, and I just said Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I meant the nonprofit medical dispensary.
Wouldn't you rather be in the seediest place in Phoenix than in the nicest place in Baltimore?
Oh, it's not even close. Okay. I mean, dude, I'm from the Bay Area. Like, I have a very vivid story. I don't think I've told in years about the second to last time I was in San Francisco and just what I experienced just pumping gas. Like, Oakland is a whole thing. Downtown Phoenix has got nothing on it. Yeah, downtown Phoenix has got nothing on it. Again, apparently because there's nonprofit medical dispensary, so it's a great place to be outside of the place that's selling 400 tires and rims and whatever. All right, FanDuel. I have at quarterback. Let me find it here. All right, Dak Prescott, quarterback against Seattle, 6,800. Do it. Running back. I'm going cheap again. And a little bit different. I think I had Gio in the last one. I have Gio in this one at 6,400. But I'm banking on my guy playing Corey Clement. He's a little bit questionable. Banged up on Friday. So this might have to be adjusted. But
there is no Ajayi. He's out. So
did I say Ajayi? Corey Clement, though.
No. I'm saying for Clement's purposes, Ajayi is out.
All the other guys, and that's why. Because all the other guys, Darren Sproles and Ajayi, are officially out. Clement is a little bit questionable from Friday's practice, but I'm guessing he's going to be good to go. So I'm going to put Clement in there. So Gio and Clement, and Corey's only 5,800. Wideouts, I went big, though. At 8,100, Davante Adams against Washington. 8,000. You don't like that?
That's all right. How much was Davante?
8,100.
I think you could save something somewhere and get AB or Michael Thomas.
Well, I got 82. I could put Adam Thielen or Tyreek Hill in over Devontae.
I think I might go with Tyreek Hill.
All right, let's go Tyreek Hill. I'll do it. All right, Tyreek Hill. I'll listen.
Okay.
I'll listen to you. Tyreek Hill, 8,200. Mike Evans against Pittsburgh, 8,000.
You just Mark Ingram'd him.
Mike Evans. At 8,300. Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell.
So all 8,000 wideouts.
How many yards you got tonight, man?
Tight end, I got Austin Severian Jenkins at 4,600. Flexual healing. Shout out to our boy Chris Harris. I have got James Conner at 7,500 and Philly defense against Indianapolis at 4,400. So what do you think?
Yeah. So run it real quick again, because I get lost in the when you're.
Let's go back to back. We'll go quarterback. I have Dak.
Fitzpatrick.
I have Gio and Corey Clement.
Kamara and Murray.
Ooh. I have Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham.
Galladay, AB, Michael Thomas.
Jesus Christ, your team. tight end, I've got ASJ.
Will Disley.
Flex, James Conner.
Alex Collins.
Defense, Eagles.
Packers.
I really like your team.
Yeah, I like my team, too. I think I did better in FanDuel this week than I did in DraftKings, for sure.
Why do I like that so much? I think I like my DraftKings more, but I like your FanDuel more.
Yeah, I can get on board with that.
What do you think the odds are that either one of these cash?
Zero.
It's pretty close to zero.
I mean, look, we pick these lineups because we like them. We think they're good when we put them together. We think they should cash you out. But like we said before, and the Welsh just went on his rant about I don't know how nonprofit pot shops tie in with DFS, But he just went on the rant about it, about like, how it's frustrating we can't play.
Well, just that that's there. There's 1,200 casinos here.
Why are the moral police okay with pot and not gambling, is what you're saying?
Like, I'm okay in a world. I'm okay with, like, morality. You know, if we have, like, things that we want to live in this, like, moral world about, like,
pass.
Well, I'm one of those people, and I know there's this whole thing, like, there's some people that are like, just legalize all of it. Like, I'm not for legalizing all
of it. I don't want to legalize cocaine and meth. But
that's what I'm saying.
Like, they're pot gambling, they're all right.
Well, I agree, but that's part of where the problem goes, is I think there's one side that's like, just legalize it all, let people fend for themselves. And I'm like, I don't like the idea that, you know, heroin is easily accessible. I don't like that idea. So then it comes down to, like, well, who's the person that gets to judge the things that are morally okay? And that does create a slippery slope because...
It's a slippy slide.
Because then it is... I agree with you. It's like... Just, you know, make some of this stuff legal. Like, let us be able to play poker online. Let us be able to play DFS. These are more skill games. Yet, no. But I can just go to a doctor and be like, you know what? I'm stressed out because I have an hour drive home. And they're like, here's a marijuana subscription. I'm like, great. I'll go to the nonprofit.
Subscription. Like, right. Yeah. It's a marijuana subscription. You get it with Brazzers.
Yeah. Prescription. So. Yeah. Prescription. Sorry. It's not like Netflix. Yeah. It's not like Netflix.
Yeah. And if you legalize everything, you can have Methflix. How about that?
Yeah. And I don't want that. I don't want Methflix. That's not going to be a good thing. I don't want that.
It's definitely not about Methflix.
But you know what I do want to do? I do want to be in my house. I want to play poker while setting a FanDuel lineup. I want to be able to do that.
Right.
And not have to have a VPN. You know what I'm so sick of? When I was young and poor and didn't have anything going on in my life and was a loser.
Now you're old and poor. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm not as poor. But when I had nothing and I was trying to be something or anything, you know what my life consisted of? It was like Napster and deep Reddit threads to find out where I could stream games for free, and I could try to like sneakily put money on a Visa.
Now it's just about naps.
But what I'm saying is, like, I put like money on like a Visa card to then, you know, wire that to Bovada, and, you know, I'm doing all these type of things. I don't want to go through hoops. I don't want to do stupid things. I want to just sit at home, be able to use a Visa and put money in BetDSI.
Boy, you sound like me. This sounds like me. You know, I hate lines and waiting, and I'm impatient about things.
I don't want to have to receive a check from a place that's like this blank paper check that's from a blanket company that's clearly just some offshore company to cash the check of the winnings I had from some place. Just let me do the things. Let me experience the fun of my life. Let me lose my money. Guess what? You're letting me put money into crypto. I lost lots of my own money. Let me at least play a goddamn hand of poker and lose my money and not lose it into Ethereum.
It's Ethereum.
Ethereum is something that loses money, as is all the cryptocurrency. I did that easy. They let you do put money into crypto with a credit card. I can't use my Visa to play FanDuel.
I had to give the Welsh like a 3-month birth after that. Like, I just, I couldn't ask him about, I knew he lost a bunch of money in it. I couldn't say anything until I'll wait for him to make a comment about it. And as soon as you were like, I'm not buying any more crypto, lost enough money on that, I'm like, okay, he's made fun of it himself. It's okay now.
Yeah. So it's not good. I'm pulling it up right now. I'm looking at my, what is this? It's called the Delta app. Guess what? My Delta app looks about 20% of what it was about 8 months ago. Yeah. It's not good. No regulations there.
How much does it upset you that you could have had a PS4 with Red Dead right now?
I could have had two PS4s with Red Dead and the new Spider-Man. That's what I could be doing right now. But guess what? I'm not playing FanDuel. I'm not playing DraftKings. I'm not betting on sports, and I'm looking...
You got to make that money up in DraftKings.
At a damn empty Delta account. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Oh, boy, we've gone on a whole rant there. There's a whole bunch more coming up. We're going to preview Week 3, I promise you. Tons more of In This League and your Fantasy Football Week 3. So don't go anywhere. It's Bogman and the Welsh. We'll be back.